decide what it is first.
Well, I said,
yeah.
I said, what I meant is that once you get this, I think our people are going to know, because, you know, it's not really fair to the Guaranis and leaving out the trailer. So it's not fair to Scott, the Fords, the rest, for them to go out. And she said, well, that was her. But then we get caught with our hands on.
Sure.
You agree with that?
Yeah. You shouldn't ever tell Scott anything you don't want used against you. Rolled, which you undoubtedly would, and many of your recipients were a class and would all be controlled by the pending litigation. So then you'd have that hanging on.
Right.
And then you'd go through the process. Now, somehow or another, you've got to make a record to the court of the grounds for the immunity. And we've got to figure out how to do that. And somebody ought to be briefing that, it seems to me, right now, so that we know what has to be done. Maybe what you do is appear and lay your foundation. Maybe you don't appear at all. We've got to have some guidance by somebody who's got their responsibility for this thing. Well, somehow or another, you've got to make the record so that the court can review the record and say more than just the fact that Ehrlichman is assistant to the president. It seems to me you can make a stronger case than just that.
I mean, Ehrlichman might well appear.
Well, yeah, or I might file a letter, or I might file a brief, or I might file something with the committee that says, I have your subpoena and I'm not coming, and here's why. And that becomes part of the committee record.
And then also you furnish information.
Sure, you tender the cooperation, tender the information informally, and we ought to know what we're going to do at each step of the way.
The point is, I have crossed that bridge myself.
I know you have.
It's supposed to be on the basis of the best advice.
Well, that's right. But how we perfect our position now becomes important, it seems to me, what step we take next and next and next.
Yeah.
And I think we ought to have Kleindienst working on that. So that Sneed or somebody gives us a brief and says, these are the steps you take if you get a subpoena. In fact, those things could be all drawn and be ready to go.
Yeah, you have to determine what our, how we like to hang out and get that to determine to go to the subpoena route. Scott,
that'd be good if they don't.
He doesn't think they want to go that far. They have that circumstance. But you should see.
Yeah.
There are as much on there.
Boy, old Irvin really smacked his colleagues on television last night. Called them lazy and egocentric. Well, Mudd asked him on this special why the Congress didn't exercise its powers. They're talking about impoundment and spending limits and so on. And he said, well, just too many people up here don't want to work an honest day. And an awful lot of them are very self-centered, very independent, not willing to work as a team, on and on and on. He really laid it to them. I'd love to get a tape of that and run it every hour in the hour up in the rotunda.
You're 76 years old.
Sure.
Wow.
Mudd introduced him. And they said, now there's this one character up there in the Senate who's sort of become the central figure in this, and he's turned into a media freak. In the last month, he's been on the Today Show twice, on the CBS Morning News, on the CBS Evening News. He gave a whole list of television appearances that he made, Meet the Press and all that. That's true. He's taking every booking that comes his way. Well, it is. I think it's going to divide him from his colleagues in a way.
Fine. You see, they get jealous.
Yep.
You know, there is a point.
That's right.
You let a guy get up there and you whack away and
yep.
Do these things like this. I'm not saying about these things, but I know that. And also, I know too that much of this can get tired.
Yep.
Despite the obvious problems of people, credit cards and so forth and so on.
If we have to have this, it's a good time to have it.
I guess it is, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, in some, sure. Sure, but they didn't develop it and exploit it. situation now where I don't think a counterattack would be credible or effective. It would escalate this thing. Ziegler says this will just lead to more questions. Hell, you're going to get more questions whether you put a statement out or not. And the statement at least...
No, the question now, too, it seems to me, are more embarrassing than the more questions.
Sure, sure.
Let me put it this way. To me, there's a tougher question for me to have to get up and say, what about this? Well, I'm not going to say I'm going to not furnish this information. We stand on the responsibility of separation of powers.
Yep.
I'd rather say, no, we furnish a statement. If there are other questions, I will be glad to answer it.
Yeah.
You see my point?
Right.
I just don't know what he's on appeal, so he's probably all right for the time being.
thing.
Why did that change?
Well,
it was too close in.
It's pretty close. Yeah, Strong's not. And the other thing is, if Strong did leave, he'd probably go back to your law firm. So you don't gain much that way. I mean, that's the natural place for him.
Yeah. Well, I didn't see how this thing beating around and so forth could take so much of all of our time, our energy, and so forth. And it must not let us.
Very debilitating.
Yeah, it must not let it happen. And it's, boy, it burned. You've got, of course, help. We've got to help Dean, I must say, has done a horrible job here.
Yeah.
The thing with you that has, he's got all these people together, and I guess it must discourage him.
Well, it's that, and it's just the city dripping on the stones, you know, every day. Comes back to it. Some other day, loose end gets in. So, I think the fact that you've been spending some time with him, whether it's been productive for you, has been very good in buttressing him. And,
Well, I think you're right, though. I don't believe that. Dean, it wasn't, as he said, a confidential relationship with everyone he talked to. So he's not telling me everything. I think that's good.
Yeah.
But he's telling me everything that I need to know.
I think that's right.
That's all I want.
I think really
I don't want to get into the situation, for example, Jake Bishop told him that.
No. You shouldn't. You shouldn't.
You agree with
me? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. In fact, I think when the time comes and there's some decisions to be made, some calls, options, proposals, then that's time enough for you to get into it.
Your present leaving is then what?
Well, I want to reserve my view till I see what Vic comes up with. As I say, I haven't seen the draft, so I don't know whether it has any hope or not. My inclination is to flush it, if there's a way to do it.
Flush what?
The whole scene.
Whoa.
Somehow. I don't know how. And that's what I'm groping
get
for. Get it over with. Leave you standing aside, looking at it, saying, my God, I never realized that was what was going on over there. Or here, or wherever it is. And then pick up and go forward. Now, maybe the flushing goes on in the Irvin Committee. Maybe it goes on in a statement. Maybe it goes on in a grand jury. I don't know how it goes on. To my way of thinking, we're not any longer in a situation where you can successfully trim your losses as we've done for a year.
Well, we had to trim them before the election.
Sure.
Of course. That was the purpose. We knew that.
Sure.
But afterwards, it seems to me that they're fairly dissimilar.
Well, it's a question of figuring out how to do it without it splashing on you and tying up the corners of it. Say I don't know how to do that at the moment, but I'm satisfied that that's a safer direction in the long haul than trying to contrive a defense to the hearing or to counterattack the hearing or somehow or another to hope that the hearings will go, you know, lightly and so on. They won't.
No, I agree with you on that.
They have to be anticlimactic.
I know there is this, you know, everybody tends to say, well, people aren't that concerned about bargaining. They aren't now. Because there isn't going to be anything else.
That's right. There's no other news.
And the media, they have to jump on it rather much more. Because we understand. I'm not complaining.
Well,
I think it's wrong, but I think it's inevitable they're going to have it kind of double standard. It's compared to what they did with Kennedy and Jeff.
Yeah.
That's what it's going to do.
No.
But I don't know. I don't know how you can just stand there and just fight the battle for a year this way. But would you go so far then as to reverse the situation and have all you fellows go out and testify?
No, I don't think you can do that.
I should have decided that I should have decided last week.
No, I wouldn't have recommended that to you in any case. That's delivering yourself to your enemies. Yeah, this ought to be done on your ground somehow. Not on their ground.
Second session.
That's possible. You might I just don't know. I just don't feel my way along.
Well, there are all kinds of possibilities. You could have a press conference, you know, and lay it out there. I mean, you know, there are all kinds of things you can think about. But I just don't have anything to recommend to you at the moment. I just don't know my own mind on it.
Right.
So we'll puzzle on it.
Well, I think this is good. It cannot survive. We have to look at the worst. We have to realize also it's never quite that bad. And it cannot survive forever. We can show
sure. See, David's decided not to go to law school. That's too bad, in a way. I think he's been good.
Well, this is what may happen. There's a possibility. He's running for that seat.
Mm-hmm.
The old man up there. And that would open up without causing too many scars. It's what he ought to do. He would have been an excellent lawyer, but he's, you know, time's wasting.
Sure.
He's 25 years old. 28 by the time he's out.
Yeah.
And all the rest. And at the present time, he wants a political career. He's smart enough. He's twice as smart as most of the congressmen already.
Yeah.
And he can do a hell of a job there. So if he could do it, he might as well begin now.
What, is that largely a rural district?
The whole branch, yes. New York and Canada and so forth.
Yeah.
It's a very heavy Republican district. The only question is getting
associated with community development. That way you would not only get cabinet, but you get some of these agency heads that we don't see very often. And you'd end up with a room full of people. And you could do the same kind of thing. Or you could put them together. You could put community development and natural resources together on some topic of common interest. And we can set it up with variations. But getting guys like Don Johnson in, for instance, is not bad. But you can't clutch into your bosom in any case. If McCord or somebody says, I've given all this stuff to Magruder every day, you say, geez,
he's
one of the 1701 fellows, and I'm certainly surprised.
Quite an actor from what they tell me. Yeah, I hear that. All right. Colson? He's probably
he can
somebody that can tie you to by
three
an imputation.
Now, they know damn well that Jacob's too low, and so they'll say, oh, the Christ is gone, and so forth. Strong, that was he, and the devil, as far as...
Well, see, they get the Bob through Jacob. Like St. Louis Post-Dispatch over the weekend had a story, Haldeman tied to Watergate. And the story was, Chapin never does any, he doesn't draw a breath without permission. He's a non-discretionary
ministerial.
Yeah, but the headline, big and black with pictures and all of it. Not a damn thing we can do that we haven't been doing. I think a story, the Newsweek piece on Bob is about the best thing you can do. Get the human side, get the balance, and so on. That's about all you can do.
Of course, we
do
expect the government to come under attack, and so forth, and this sort of thing is not predicting that you're successful in coming under attack. You have to realize that even the old establishment is desperate, and they really are.
Yeah.
Comics, guys, you know what I mean? Look, the people at the Harvard's and the Yale's.
Right. You're cutting the guts out of their philosophy and their program, and they know it.
But on the other hand, we must not allow this damn thing in any way curtail what we're going to have to do to continue to fight this good fight. Right?
Absolutely. That's the sad part. It's a distraction of the damn thing.
It's not a distraction. The point is, we cannot let it mar thoughts.
Yep.
Sending
Flanagan. And I don't think we ever should have started that.
sure.
Well, who would it be?
Let's suppose it's Chapin. Let's suppose they charge Chapin with some kind of a federal crime. You're not gonna stand in the way. People that are sending George their credit cards, what they're really saying is anybody who's accused of wrongdoing owes the public an explanation.
Exactly.
Once the explanation is made, then you have something to stand on. So far we've gotten away without it by denials, Zieglerisms of different kinds, but between the...
But no denials of later facts.
Yeah, between the sentencing and the hearings is an appropriate time to lay your foundation. And that just seems to me... I think if we get through the sentencing without one of those guys blowing, then we'll be well on the way. I think that's the next soft spot in this.
That comes next Monday.
Friday, this week. So we'll see how that goes.
The judge is working all around.
The judge will undoubtedly be very hard on them. He'll probably berate them.
Berate the prosecution?
Probably. He'll say a number of things from the bench about his own view of the evidence. He'll sentence them to jail, no suspended sentences. He may revoke the bail of McCord, who's on appeal, and jail him pending his appeal. And it'd be a rough cop deal. And then we'll see how it goes through the weekend. He didn't like it when he was in there at all. And then we'll see what happens. He's pretty far. He's pretty far in this case.
I know, but I mean pretty far in the case of a burglary without a...
Yep. Yeah, but see, he sees this as a... Yeah. He sees it apparently, and then I get this dean who gets the scuttlebutt from the lawyers, I guess. Sirica sees the likelihood of McCord jumping bail to avoid jail as arguable because of his antipathy for being locked up. They could have the affidavits of jailers and others who say that this guy really had a strong reaction to being locked up.
That's why he would be voting.
Yeah, because he'd be afraid to jump.
And what would the court do?
I'd go to jail, and he'd sit there a little while, and then he'd say he wanted to see the judge.
What is he?
Well, I don't know what he knows. Whatever he knows is over at 1701. But,
he didn't work over here, did he?
No. We never had anything to do with him. Yeah. Never heard of him before. Well, bear with us. Yeah. Right. Let me ask you again about this trip west. I have to be gone the weekend. I'm perfectly content to come back to be here through next week, which is the time that we may have this veto message going, and you'll be working on this speech if you do it. And we've got these other loose ends.
Maybe you should. I wouldn't come back, though. Let me have to be out there all days.
I just need to be there all day Saturday.
Well, I'm staying all day. I come back to Monday.
Yeah, well, I have one of the planes from Andrews, so I can come to this whenever I get it done.
George, I want you to go off and think about some of these things.
Well, we can work together. You see, you don't have to be in. phase three, tax, trades. We've got lots to talk about, lots to cover.
And they got a package ready for me by,
that's the point.
By, shall we say, Wednesday. Tell them that I'd like Wednesday. How's that sound?
Fine.
And Wednesday, we'd like to have a day. My view would be that either Wednesday, that I might flip up to Camp David for this time that I'd have to go up there. He needs some time for you to get that.
Yeah.
All he needs is as simple as
that's
talking to me. And also, Kissinger will be around at that time. Kissinger will be back. Mark to him on the Russian part. It's a market part.
Okay. Good. Do it.
Okay, that's fine. Well, if we need to do any more with Buck Up Dean, let me know.
I will. I think he's all right. I think he's okay.
I think he's quite a fellow.
No, let me ask you this. Really, what mistake, judgment, I don't think it wasn't his. Was he the one that felt that we ought to push Gray's
name? What?
Push Gray's
and Gray's name up.
Yeah.
I guess that's what influenced him greatly on that, though. Make sure we find reasons.
Well,
Kleinbeck doesn't influence Dean.
I think we did.
In that connection, we have to look at mistakes we've not the judges. I think to find these things was a mistake, and I think the great thing was a mistake. Would you say from that perspective?
I don't know whether the great thing is a mistake yet or not.
I think it's too early to know. Oh, you mean that the great thing may still prove either version or we may find it all right. This may be drawing off a little of a poison in this deal. Particularly if it gives Dean an opportunity. I will